Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. As we get closer to Holy Week, our Gospels get longer, and that begins this week. As we come to this third week of Lent, the midpoint of Lent, and this important and beautiful scene, the woman at the well, John chapter 4. In week one, we began Lent by going out with Jesus into the desert. Last week, we went up with Jesus onto Mount Tabor and the Transfiguration. This week, we are invited to go down. To go down not so much with Jesus, but for Jesus. And we hear it in this gospel. Jesus saying these words to the Samaritan woman, "Give me a drink." Those are startling words. Number one, because of who they are addressed to. Not only a woman, but a Samaritan woman. Jews didn't talk to Samaritans. Men didn't talk this way to women. They're startling words as well for the one who speaks them. Jesus, God. And we hear in those words his great humility. Give me a drink, that God would be thirsty, that God would need a drink. And yet, this is what we hear. This is what we see. And this invitation, this ask of God to this woman creates a beautiful scene. By the end of it, an entire pagan town comes to Jesus. This gospel reminds me of another gospel verse where Jesus says, if you give anyone a cup of cold water, you do it to me. Someone once said to me, Chris, what kind of water do you give to Jesus? Do you give him cold water or lukewarm? Do you give him tap water? Or are you giving him something like a spring of water? Something pure? Jesus, in asking the woman for something to drink, is inviting her to go down, to tap the well of something within her that can quench his thirst. And my friends, that is a marvelous ask. So often in the course of our lives, we are very transactional. We do whatever is next to be done. If we have an itch, we scratch it. If there's something that needs done, we do it. Even coming to Sunday Mass, Jesus told us to do this and we do it. And sometimes in those transactions, we forget that there is something else that God is inviting. He's not merely inviting our activity. He's not merely inviting the next thing, even a good thing. But at the end of the day, Jesus is asking for us, for the gift of self to him. And my friends, that's only something that you can give him. No one can give him yourself. No one can make a gift of yourself to God except you. There's something unique that you can give God that I can't. And Jesus invites that this week. Give me something to drink. This also reminds me of one of those last words of Jesus. Hanging from the cross, he says, "I thirst." The Missionaries of Charity, founded by Mother Teresa, in every one of their chapels throughout the world, next to their crucifix to the right, they have either stenciled there, painted there, or hung there, the words, "I thirst." And it was 30 years ago this month that Mother Teresa wrote a beautiful letter to the priests, the brothers, the sisters of her community, speaking about the thirst of God, of giving him something to drink. And amidst all that is thirsty in our world, amidst all of the various thirsts in us, this gospel, this weekend, invites us to give something to Jesus that will actually bring fulfillment, not only to him, but to us, the gift of self. And I close with the last paragraph from Mother Teresa's letter to her community. She writes, "How do you approach the thirst of Jesus? Only one secret. The closer you come to Jesus, the better you will know his thirst. Repent and believe, Jesus tells us. What are we to repent? Our indifference, our hardness of heart. What are we to believe? Jesus thirsts even now, in your heart and in the poor. He knows your weakness. He wants only your love. He wants only the chance to love you. He is not bound by time. Whenever we come close to him, we become partners of Our Lady, St. John, and Magdalene. Hear him. Hear your own name. Make my joy and yours complete." My friends, Jesus is asking us to give him a drink. As we begin this third week of Lent, let us not only satisfy his ask, but let us take this opportunity to find the fulfillment for which you and I were made. Let us give God the gift of our very self. God be with you.